This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Road's Rewind.
Little Aerosmith for you there. Speaking of Sweet Emotion, our good buddy Greg Rickabaugh, owner, publisher, chief cook and bottle washer over at the Jail Report, standing by on the hotline. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, good afternoon, Austin. How are you?
Yeah, you're an Aerosmith fan from way back, aren't you?
Oh, of course, of course. I loved it when he hosted American Idol. He was brought a little craziness to the panel.
Yeah, his daughter. I would have never in a million years thought that he would have a daughter that would actually be attractive, but she's pretty good looking. Well, listen, this is one of the strangest stories we've run across in quite some time. When word got out that a local law enforcement officer had been arrested or charged with a DUI, that's I hate to say it's common, but it happens a couple of times a year. We found out, though, digging in this guy's records, that he's had problems dating back to the 80s and 90s as a cop. And somehow he's still employed as a cop, and this is crazy. If you had a DUI back in the 90s, I don't think you could get a job as a school bus driver these days. But this guy has been getting into trouble, far more serious trouble than just a DUI, going back to the 80s, and he was an active and certified police officer for the city of Waynesboro. His name was Hammond. Actually, tell what happened to him recently.
Well, also, honestly, from people who follow news, they would probably recognize Sergeant Harold
Drummond, not Hammond. I'm sorry, I meant Drummond.
Yes, Sergeant Harold Drummond, from his heroic deed that made national news this year when he saved a baby's life. And what's really surprising is that CBS News and all the ones that gave him all this attention didn't Google his name. But let's tell you what happened. What brought this all to the attention this week was that. He was found drunk driving in Grovetown and was pulled over by Grovetown police. And they arrested him for DUI. And, going through our records, we found he had a DUI back in 2011 in Columbia County. I can't find out what happened to the case, but he was arrested for that then. And at the time, he'd only been working at the Richmond County Sheriff's Office for a month. And he quit that job. And my understanding is he ended up with the Waynesboro Police Department under former Chief Palmer.
Yeah, and there. Chief Palmer, again, I'm not going to make any excuses for him. He apparently had a couple of bad apples working under him. And the current administration is now dedicating itself to doing a complete and thorough background check on every single member of their staff. They have 16 sworn officers, I believe. And all of them are going to have to undergo some very, very significant background checks as a result of this rather bizarre story involving Harold Drummond. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me a little bit of the Charles Walker or the Ed McIntyre rule that's keeping Charles Walker from running from political office right now. He Charles Walker is a way to limit the political power of Ed McIntyre, helped pass a law in the state of Georgia that said you are not allowed to run for political office until 10 years after your civil rights have been restored to you. And that's kept him from running for office.
Yeah.
He did it as taking a shot at Ed McIntyre back in the 80s, and it came back to haunt him and bite him in the fanny. Here's what's funny. There was a rule in the city of Pittsburgh called the Drummond Rule.
The Drummond Rule, for its bizarreness, Austin.
Yes.
And you want to tell a story?
Well, Drummond was convicted back in 1990 of stealing drugs from the evidence locker working for the city police department of Pittsburgh. He got his job back. You got to love liberals.
He was fired.
Yeah, he was fired. Got his job back through arbitration process and a rule that they put in place called the Drummond Rule.
Well, it became known as that after he was allowed to come back under this bizarre ruling.
It required him at the time to stay drug-free and take drug tests to remain on the force. But he wasn't satisfied. He filed a grievance saying that he should have been receiving detective level pay since his return to the job, and he said the drug testing wasn't fair. By the way, he still kept acting up. In 1997, he was found guilty of causing an accident while driving drunk in Penn Hills, and he still didn't lose his job. During 97 and 98, he failed to show up for work and accumulated so many sick days, his supervisor told him to start providing doctor's excuses. And then in 1998, a few weeks after he and other officers filed a discrimination lawsuit saying they were being picked on because he's black, Drummond was scheduled to work the night shift He got called. He called in sick that night. A woman named Angel Pride, a cocaine addict prostitute, shot him in the leg with his own gun inside a squalid apartment on Bennett Street in Homewood. I talked to a buddy of mine in Pittsburgh. He said that was definitely a booty call that he was making.
While he was out on sick.
Wait a minute. Get this right now. He's meeting up with prostitutes while he's supposed to be working. Who's that? Didn't we have somebody locally doing that? Didn't get in trouble? Didn't somebody check a hooker out of jail one time and take her on a walkabout? You remember that?
You know some history.
Greg don't want to bring that up. But anyway, one witness said he believed Drummond was smoking crack when he was actually shot. Now, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this Harold Drummond, who up until about 15 minutes ago was a police officer in the city of Waynesboro.
Sergeant, not a police officer.
Well, sergeant. One witness, again, said that Drummond was smoking crack when he was shot. Another witness said that Drummond often visited that house to smoke crack and knock shoes with Angel. In blue. although Angel Pride provided the investigating officer with conflicting statements about how he was shot, the fact remained that he permitted a civilian under the influence of drugs to, quote, handle his service weapon. Is that a euphemism?
Only you, officer.
You're lucky that someone was not killed. That was written in the report by Public Safety Director Kathleen Krause at the time. But by the way, all of this, ladies and gentlemen, was brought up in court because Drummond claimed he was picked on because he was black.
Yeah, Austin, here's the thing. We call him in this week's paper that comes out tomorrow. We call him the poster child for bad cops. And, you know, there's this movement with creating a national police registry so they can't jump around. Because, as you know, he left Pittsburgh and ended up in Georgia.
Yep.
You know, and he's worked for at least three different agencies. Landing for his longest stint at the Waynesboro Police Department, where he's still technically employed. He's just on administrative leave without pay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Handling
is drugs from the evidence folder, drunk driving, getting shot by a prostitute with your service rifle while you're supposed to be in and you're calling out sick.
While you're smoking crack.
While you're smoking crack. And anyway, and then he's had two DUIs in Columbia County, Georgia, since he's been here. He worked down in Savannah. I don't know if we mentioned that when he first came to Georgia. So I don't know what's going on in Waynesboro, but I talked to Gary Jones over there, Austin, and he basically referred me to Chief Burley. Well, Chief Burley basically is issuing a no comment because he's not returning my phone calls.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the story that I got. This guy was hired by the old chief. The current chief inherited him, and since the new chief has been in, this guy has, I guess, kept his nose clean for the most part. He didn't come to their attention until now, and now his entire background is being laid open, and this is nuts. This is crazy.
Yeah, it really is nuts. And, my understanding, just talking to my sources, is that he's been a real problem for just even prosecuting any of his cases. If he is the only witness in those cases, a lot of times, my understanding is the prosecutors are not moving forward on some of these cases because they know he'll be torn apart on the stand from any Google search of his name.
Yeah. Well, you know, with a name like that's not a completely uncommon name, Harold Drummond. I'm sure there are probably a couple of thousand of those guys around the country. So that might not have been the way to do this. But with police officers and actually anybody that's getting either security or law enforcement clearance, you run their social security numbers and all of this stuff should be popping up on a crime background check. I mean, this is not rocket science. You know, you can't hide a criminal record or a work record this severe in this day and age. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
So you folks out in Waynesboro, get ready. You guys are fixing to get the equivalent of a professional colonoscopy coming your way. And I think it ought to be done for every law enforcement officer in the country right now.
I mean, it really should. And I mean, that's the movement. If there's anything we can agree on, I wrote a column about this a few weeks ago, that if there's anything that everybody can agree on is the need to not let bad cops go from agency to agency. And that's a simple fix if we had a Congress that was actually functional.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, did you see the letter to the editor that Alfonso Williams wrote?
I did.
That is pretty strong. I don't know
well,
that
I agree on the need for a non-political, because it we all want a criminal justice system that is blind in its nature, and so when you have political process thrown in there, it can really be damaging for getting the most qualified person in.
Well, Sheriff Williams, again, we got to make sure we make the distinction here. Sheriff Williams and the Burke County Sheriff's Department has nothing to do with the Waynesboro City Police Department. It's completely two completely different organizations. They do have to work together on occasion, but it's two different hierarchies. Sheriff Williams wrote a letter to the True Citizen because apparently there was a political meeting in Waynesboro recently involving some black community leaders that were angry that Sheriff Williams was advocating for and endorsing Natalie Payne for DA, and she's a Republican, and they were saying that's a problem. And what Williams said in his letter was that there's no room for political partisanship in law enforcement. And I agree with that. There's political partisanship in lawmaking because, unfortunately, our system, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, it's a team sport. You got Republicans on one side and Democrats on the other. So there you kind of have to wear a jersey and pick a team and that type of thing. In law enforcement, the coroners and the sheriffs should have absolutely no distinction when it comes to political favoritism and or political party. And the fact that we're still living under that system is kind of troubling. Having said that, I can't recall the last time we've had a local sheriff who came out and blasted his own critics that were not media people.
quite as sharply as
Alfonso Williams did in this case. He made a great, great argument. And if you haven't seen that letter, it's in the True Citizen this week, but I put the letter in completion
on your Austin. I read it from your page.
On the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook. So.
Yeah, he's very outspoken you really just, if you listen to him, he doesn't mind laying it out there. And I agree. And I will say this about Natalie. Our paper doesn't endorse anybody, but in my dealings with Natalie, she's been very accessible. Open to the public and helpful. And now, I've taken issue sometimes with them not going serious enough on some repeat offenders, but I think she's done a good enough job to be reelected, in my opinion.
Well, not only that, but she has done, as you said, a great effort to make sure that anyone that asks her a question, anyone that's got an inquiry, media specifically, she is really, really accessible 24 hours a day. I mean, I've gotten notes from her about updates and things I've been wondering about in the middle of the night sometimes, if that's when she's up and that's when the answer comes to her. For instance, when I was in Atlanta a few years ago, or it was last year, I guess, and an incident happened in downtown Augusta, and they were in the process of questioning somebody and arresting this one and that one. I sent her a note about 11 o'clock saying, hey, if you hear anything on this, let me know. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, she sent me a note saying that somebody had been arrested and charged and that kind of thing. And that's really important. I mean, I sincerely appreciate that. And it's not just me. She does that for you. She does that for the TV stations. She certainly does it for Sandy Hodson over at the Chronicle.
That's helpful.
Yeah. All right. For Greg Rickabaugh, I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Austin.
All right, Greg Rickabaugh, The Jail Report.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Road Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.